Thank you and good morning. It took less than 2 hours from the moment Eureka Police Chief Andrew Mills walked away from the podium following a press conference on Thursday morning regarding the investigation into the homicide of Father Eric Fried, than the suspect, Gary Lee Bullock, was in custody. Bullock was arrested by sheriff's deputies in Southern Humboldt at around 12:30 yesterday. Bullock, who has deep family ties in Southern Humboldt, was the lone suspect in the murder of Father Fried. Detective Sergeant Bill Nova, who headed up the investigation, said that cooperation between EPD and other law enforcement agencies was the key to the quick capture of Bullock. The detective's work is far from over, however.
It's one more stepping stone in the investigative process, and we have mountains of evidence yet to go through.
Nova also pointed to the assistance from Southern Humboldt community members.
All of the calls that we got in and assistance from the community as well, but I think that everybody can pretty much rest a little easier now that we're kind of wrapping, so to speak.
Anyone with information about Bullock or the incident is encouraged to contact Eureka Police. The loss of Father Eric Fried is devastating for the community, including the students and his colleagues at Humboldt State University, where he taught as an instructor of religious studies. Fried had taught classes at the university since 2007 and was also involved with the Newman Center on campus. Professor Bill Hebricksmeyer explains what made Fried such an effective teacher.
He was really a master teacher. His preparation for the classroom, his work on classes was highly professional, very, very diligent in the way that he brought his learning to bear.
Hebricksmeyer points out that Fried's work as a priest gave his teaching style an extra dimension.
Partly because he's a priest, he brought special dimension to what he taught in religious studies. Religious studies is very different from religion itself in that we study religion, but we stand a step back. We maintain a critical distance. So the fact that Eric was both a priest and a religious studies scholar gave a certain kind of credibility to what it means to do critical studies in religion.
Students who need support can contact the university's counseling center. The arrest of Gary Bullock closes just one chapter in the murder of Father Eric Fried. The parish of St. Bernard's has lost its priest and its leader. Bishop Robert Vasa of the Santa Rosa Diocese has been in Eureka since Wednesday to assist the congregation. Bishop Vasa said that St. Bernard's is his number one priority.
I'm here from Santa Rosa in order to express my solidarity with the community of Eureka and particularly the parishioners and people of St. Bernard's Parish.
The bishop said that an interim replacement for Father Fried will be assigned.
We will very shortly appoint an administrator of the parish to, just to have a person in charge. We'll do that hopefully before the weekend.
There will be vigil services held at St. Bernard's on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Humboldt Live, along with Decade of Difference, are working with our local youth to enhance their leadership skills. Hi, this is Dennis Rael with Humboldt Live, and we are currently recruiting local community leaders in the businesses, trades, public sector, and education system to speak and to mentor our local middle and high school students. For more information, contact Jim Ritter at 839-5114. Make a difference for our youth and our community.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The race for the Humboldt County District Attorney's Office will get a second candidate on January 18th when former County Prosecutor Alan Dollison announces his candidacy. Dollison, who spent more than 6 years as the county's senior prosecutor, will hold the campaign kickoff at noon at the Eureka Veterans Memorial Hall on 8th Street. Dollison said in a statement that he believes that violent crime in the county has gotten out of control and is one of the key reasons he will run for office. The final number of arrests for drivers suspected of driving under the influence over the Christmas and New Year's holiday stands at 77. In addition to nabbing drivers on the road, Fortuna Police also conducted a search for drivers who had previously been arrested on DUI charges but failed to show for court dates. 6 people were arrested in the operation and now they will face additional penalties because of the failure to appear. Sheriff's deputies arrested 40-year-old Myers Flat resident Drew Earhart early Wednesday morning on suspicion of attempted murder. Earhart was identified as the man who allegedly attacked another man during an altercation at the Blue Room Bar in Garberville. The 36-year-old male victim told deputies that Earhart had gotten into an argument with his friend, and when he intervened, Earhart attacked him. The victim realized he was bleeding profusely and walked around the corner to Gerald Phelps Hospital for treatment. Deputies later received a tip that Earhart was parked on Redwood Drive. Deputies contacted Earhart and found a 5-inch fixed-blade knife in the car and also saw blood on his person. He was booked into county jail. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.